Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. This is the first of several programs about managing a softball team. Your pastor calls you into his office. He wants you to run the new team your parish is sponsoring in the Church Softball League, and now you're the proud manager of the Central Catholic Saints. Or, you just got an email from your boss. He's appointed you manager of the company's Park District softball team, the Precision Fittings Pirates. Or, the guys at Bobby's Bar and Grill and Bar have voted you new chief of Bobby's Buzz Bombs because the last manager had one too many cases of the heebie-jeebies. Or, you just weren't real happy with your team this year. Lots of arguments in the dugout. Too many guys didn't run out grounders. Your pitcher couldn't pitch and your catcher couldn't catch. And wouldn't it be great to run your own team, handpick your own players, set your own batting lineup? Oh, yeah. So, for whatever reason, you have the privilege and the responsibility of putting together an adult slow-pitch softball team. Questions swirl through your head. How do you start? What should you do? Where do you go for guidance? Well, calm down. It's going to be okay. Putting a new team together, or rebuilding an old one, is never easy. But there are good ways and bad ways to approach the job, and we'll take a look at some different ways you can go about it. Your available talent pool may be employees where you work, or members of your church, or guys from the local bar. Or, if you're really lucky, you may have no restrictions on where to find players. The first thing you should do as a new manager is to set your team philosophy. By that, I mean you should decide whether you will be a team that plays for fun, exercise, and camaraderie, or a team that plays to win. The main difference between the two is that the motto of a fun team is, softball is fun. And the motto of a serious team is, winning is fun. Now, if you're working for someone else, you may not be allowed to decide which team you want to form. Your priest or your boss or Bobby at the pub may tell you that everybody who shows up plays equally, for example, and you can't favor the better players. Managing a fun team is pretty stress-free at first. Ignore skill and talent and let everybody play wherever they like. Everybody sits out equally and batting order doesn't make much difference. With the fun team, the roster is simply the first 20 guys who sign up. Talented or not, everybody plays. Nobody takes the game too seriously. They're out to have fun, and they do, at first. But then they find out that fun, unfortunately, is also usually lose. Before long, some of your players, especially the better ones, get angry, upset, depressed, because you're losing all your games. They may quit the team, or they may just stop coming. That leaves your team even worse off, and the scores will get even more lopsided. And what starts out as a lot of fun turns into a miserable season. Or you could go the other way. You may put together a serious team with the object of winning. Though you win more with a serious team, you won't enjoy the duties you must fulfill as a manager. You'll hold tryouts first, and you'll have to cut people. You need good players, and most good players are already playing somewhere else. You may steal a good player or two from other teams, but be careful. There may be a reason a good player from another team is available. Like, maybe he's a hothead, or hard to get along with. Or maybe he just doesn't show up for games sometimes and doesn't let the manager know he's not going to be there. Maybe he just blows off the games. Maybe the other team is glad to see him go, even though he's a talented player. So look carefully before you take players from other teams. Okay, you've picked your players and set your lineup. After a few games and some tweaking and fine-tuning of your batting order, you'll have a lineup that stays pretty much the same all season. The best players play every game and the others are there to sub when necessary. When you do this, some of your subs will feel you aren't being fair. After a while, you may have trouble getting subs to show up. Your 10 starters who play every game will be the only players who come to the games. You'll still need subs to call in emergencies, and hopefully they'll live near the ballpark, because they'll only show up when they know they'll play. And now if you have players who blow off games sometimes, you could be in big trouble. So, life for a manager could well be miserable, whichever route you take, playing for fun or playing to win. Many managers say they hate the job, they wish they'd never taken it on in the first place, and they'll never do it again. It takes a special kind of person to be a manager. And you may say, yes indeed, it takes an idiot. Now, if you've absorbed all this bad news and still want to manage a softball team, stick around. We'll have some help for you in future programs. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a Voicer MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.